我哋 let's look at Psalm 50。呢个诗篇咧就系一个我觉得好趣嘅诗篇，好有趣嘅诗篇。I think this is a very interesting Psalm, Psalm 50。一方面咧就系讲赞美神嘅诗篇。And you could say it's a psalm of worshiping and praising the God. 讲另一方面就系向世人宣告神系审判官。And in another aspect, it's a psalm that's telling us that God is the judge of the world. 咁啊，睇到呢个诗篇，我系觉得某方面咧，神系特登为中国人写。And as I look over the psalm, I think, man, God seems like God wrote it specially for Chinese people. 因为有啲嘅内容，我觉得系特别针对一啲中国人嘅思想。Because there's some things in here that I think God is just really speaking to what Chinese think a lot. 咁啊，但系话我哋听最后神系要审判。But it tells us that God is going to judge at the end times. 呢个诗篇都俾到我哋好多好好嘅教导。咁呢个诗篇系阿撒嘅诗篇。The psalm gives us a lot of teaching, and it's the first.Psalm that Asa wrote. Asa 就是写了12个诗篇 And Asa wrote 12 psalms. 这个是圣经里面出现第一个 And this is the first of the psalms that he wrote that appears in the Bible. 那么他是哪个人我们不知道 But who is Asa? We don't know. 他可能是圣殿里面诗班的指挥And he might have been like the conductor, of the choir in the temple. 佢可能係一個嘅編寫曲嘅一位 and maybe he was an arranger of music. 咁啊，肯定一樣嘢咧，佢個詩篇咧就係好似一個先知，係神向我哋講説話。But one thing we know is that this psalm is like a prophet, is he speaking prophetically to the people. 咁啊，佢喺咩时候生活我哋都唔知。And when was he alive? We don't know. 佢有啲人觉得系撒母耳时期。And some people think he was during the time of Samuel. 另外有啲人觉得系好似系耶利米时期。And others think it's like during the time of Jeremiah.咁但系亦都可能系大卫时期 ，but maybe he was living a long time of David。咁但系佢咩时期唔紧要，佢睇到佢诗篇嘅内容系冇闲事，系对我哋而家都有用。If it doesn't really matter when he lived, what the prophecies that he wrote are applicable to us today。咁呢个诗篇咧，咁我起个名俾佢，敬拜不是仪式或者假冒为假冒为善是真实敬拜不是仪式或者假冒为善 And so I've given it a title and says true worship isn't rituals or hypocrisy 在当中我们看到神有两个的控告控诉给以色列人和给我们And in this prophecy, we see two charges that God brings against the people of Israel and against us.
咁第一就係佢有宗教嘅熱誠，但係冇真正屬靈嘅心。
The first is that they had the outward ritualistic appearance of religion, but they didn't have the inward heart.
佢做足宗教嘅儀式。但是他没有真正的信心。
They did all the right rituals, but they didn't have a heart.
第二就是他有假冒为善、虚伪的行为。
And the second charge that God gives them is that they were hypocrites. They were being false in their, and deceptive in their actions.
所以我们先看第一节到第六节。So let's look first at verses 1 to 6.大能者神耶和华已经发言超乎天下从日出之地到日落之处
The mighty one, the God
The Mighty One, God, the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to its going down.
从全美的石安中, 神已经发光了.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine forth.
我们的神要求绝不败口, 有烈火在他面前吞灭, 有暴风在他四围大台.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silent. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous all around him.
他招呼上天下地, 为要审判他的民.
He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that it may judge, that he may judge his people.
说，召聚我的圣民到我这里来, 就是那些用祭物与我立约的人.
Gather my saints together to me and those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice.
诸天必表明他的公义, 因为神是施行审判的.
Let the heavens declare his righteousness, for God himself is judge.
我们一起祈祷. Let's pray. 主啊，我们感谢你, 我们看到这个诗篇是你所 俾我哋一个嘅提醒，系你喺末世嘅时候要点样审判世界。我哋求主俾我哋喺我哋而家仲有机会嘅时候，去调整我哋嘅生命，系做一个合你心意嘅，系冇假冒为善，系冇虚伪嘅，系真心去敬拜爱主你。所以将以下嘅时间交托，求主亲自向我哋讲话，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
嗱，呢度我哋睇到第一节咧，系呢个诗篇有一个好特别嘅称呼俾神。 Here we see in the first verse, it has a very special way of calling God.
佢话大能者，上帝耶和华，
and it says the mighty one, God, the Lord, or it should be God, Jehovah.
咁啊，呢个系有三个希伯来话嘅字系讲到神。
And there are three different Hebrew words used here in sequence to describe God.
神有好多唔同嘅名称.
God has many different names.
但系佢啲名称全部都系讲同一个嘅描述神一啲嘅特性.
But all of God's names, they are actually telling us about the same God and describing different aspects of God.
所以呢度系睇到三个名称摆埋一齐.
And so here we see three names of God put together.
其实喺圣经里边系得三个地方系有呢啲咁嘅名称摆埋.
And there are only three passages in the Bible that it has these names like this.
咁第一个就系全能者.
And the first name is the Almighty, the Mighty One.
咁呢个系希伯来话系 El.
And in Hebrew, it's the name El.
希伯来话有好多个名系用呢个 El 嚟做开头，即系 El Shaddai， 我哋嘅全能者.
And many of the Hebrew names for God uses the word El, the God, in the beginning, like El Shaddai.
亦都有 El Rapha 其他嘅，
and there are other names in the Hebrew that use the word El. El
就系单数。
是讲神. And this is a singular name, meaning God.
是全能的神.
And that God is the Almighty, the powerful God.
但是讲到El之后, 是希伯来话, 是第二个字就是 Elohim. 但是跟着呢, 又讲El之后就,
oh, wait a second. After El, it says in Hebrew Elohim.
所以是El Elohim.
And so you've got the Hebrew words kind of repeating themselves, El and then Elohim.
Elohim 就是创世纪第一章所用的名称来称呼神.
And Elohim is a word that's used in the book of Genesis chapter 1 to call God.
是这个创造天地万物的真神.
And that's the God who created the heavens and the earth, the universe. Elohim 就是
我哋所讲到呢个伟大嘅神嘅名称
，and you could say Elohim is the name that we use to call our mighty God。
系 Elohim 系一个双数嘅字
，and Elohim is a plural form。
L 就系单数 ，Elohim 系双数
，and the L is a singular form for God。Elohim is a plural form。
所以我哋睇到 Elohim 就表示到我哋嘅神咧系三位一体嘅神。
And so when you see the word Elohim, you know that God is a God who's a Trinity.
聖父、聖子、聖靈。
And so we know that God has the Trinity in Him. He's got the Holy Father, Holy Son, and Holy Spirit.
三位一体嘅真神。但是跟住第三个字，圣经好少喺希伯来话写出嚟嘅。
And then the third word, in the Hebrew Bible, it's not very often listed.
通常他认为这个字太神圣不会写的他用主来代替
And usually in the Hebrew Bible they think this name is too holy to write so they use the word Lord Adonai in replacement for it
在这里没用 Adonai 没用主反而是直接用耶和华
But here in the Hebrew they didn't use Adonai they didn't use Lord it used the wordJehovah.
那耶和华是什么名
And what does the name Jehovah mean?
是摩西在见到神的时候神派摩西回去埃及摩西问谁派我去
And when God appeared to Moses and was going to send him back to Egypt and Moses said, who is sending me back?
神就说我就是我
God said, I am.
这个我是在希伯来话就是耶和华
And in the Hebrew when he says I am it comes the sound is Yahweh
这个可以翻译到是自有永有
You could say I am the self-sufficient all eternal God
我就是我我是创造者我就是自公自给
I am the eternal God I am self-sufficient
所以这三个名摆在一起是一个很特别的意思。
And so when you put these three names together, it's a very special meaning.
是很强调这个神是谁。
And it's kind of like just emphasizing, who is this God?
他是要审判我们。
He's going to judge us.
他是全能者。他是自有永有的神。他是三位一体的真神
He is the Almighty. He is the self-sufficient, all everlasting, and He is the Triune God.
在圣经里面，即另一个诗篇都是这样写，同埋约书亚嘅22:22.
There are only two other passages in the Bible where God is referred to this way. In one of the other Psalms, and then in Joshua chapter 22:22,
约书亚嘅22:22.
And in Joshua chapter 22:22, it says this,
大能者上帝耶和华，大能者上帝耶和华，他是知道的，以色列人也必知道，我们若有叛逆的意思，或是干犯耶和华，愿你今日不保佑我们。
It says, the Lord God of gods, the Lord God of gods, he knows and lets Israel itself know if it is in rebellion or if in treachery against the Lord, do not save us in this time.
这个经文在约书亚都是讲到神的审判。
And here in Joshua, where God is referred to like this, it's also about judgment.
好得意在英文圣经这个的Elohim Yahweh 翻译到万王之王啊，万神之神。
And in the English Bible, where it translates the Elohim Yahweh, it translated Lord God of gods.
是因为可以表示我哋嘅神系万神之上嘅神。
And you could say, our God is the God who is above all other gods.
我们的神是比孙悟空大。 Our God is greater than the Monkey King. 我哋嘅神系比关大大。Our God is greater than 关羽公啊，关帝。How do you say that in English? 我哋嘅神系比观音菩萨、观音菩萨大。Our God is greater than the Goddess of Mercy, Buddha.我哋嘅神系最伟大嘅神。Our God is the greatest God。咁呢个就系万神之神，最高最伟大。佢系首先嘅创造宇宙万物真神，系末后嘅。Our God is the greatest God. He is the Almighty God. He is the beginning and the end. He created the universe.咁啊，跟住讲到称呼我哋嘅神之后，又讲一句说话：从日出之地。And after it refers to God being the great and mighty God, it says from the rising of the sun to its going down. 我们的神有从日出之地至到日落之处都是神。And our God is a God from the rising of the sun to the going down. 可能你唱过这首歌，是不是？从日东方日出之地直到日落之处当赞颂主的圣名 From the rising of the sun To the going down of the same OK 我知道我唱歌好核突不用笑I'm not a great singer, but 这个诗歌就由这个经文抽出来。And this song is taken from this psalm. 但是这个诗篇就告诉我们听，我们这个神是为什么要称赞，为什么要高举。But this psalm is telling us, why should we worship this great awesome God? 因为他是审判官。Because he is the judge. 他是配得赞美。He is worthy to judge.嗱，当我哋讲到从日出之地到日落之处，其实好有意思。And when you say from the rising of the sun to its going down, it has a great meaning. 今朝我起身六点钟，差唔多太阳又出嚟噶啦。And this morning I got up at 6 and the sun was starting to come up. 但系当我哋呢度嘅太阳出嚟，喺世界嘅另一边，太阳就系落喎。But as our sun is coming up on the other side of the earth, the sun is going down, right? So you can say, 有日出之地至到日落之处，神都是神。有某方面可以说，神是全世界的神。And so when you say, from the rising of the sun to its going down, God is God, that means God is God of the whole earth. 是吗？神不是一个的西人的神，神是世人的神。God is not the God of Westerners, God is the God of the whole earth, of humanity. 耶稣不是西方人的教主，耶稣是所有人的教主。Jesus is not the Savior of the West,Jesus is the savior of the world, of all humanity. 无论是中国人，是印度人，是非洲人。And no matter if you're Chinese, Indian, African, 神都是独一无二的真神，是你的神，你的创造者。And so God is still the one and only true God that created you. He is your God.诗篇五十篇就话我哋听神呢个伟大嘅真理，从日出之地到日落之处，神都系神。And this is a great, awesome truth about God that from the rising of the sun to its going down, God is God. 呢个一个空间嘅领域，唔系一个时间嘅领域。And this is talking about the space continuum, not the time continuum.因为神是全球的神。Because God is the God of the whole world, 神是无所不在的神。God is the omnipresent God, He's everywhere. 所以你不可以去到一个地方是没神的。So you cannot go any place where God is not there. 神就是真神，神是创造者。God is the true God, He is the creator.现代科学家不相信有神，
modern scientists don't believe in God.
科學家就要否認神嘅可能性。
And scientists want to deny the probability, the possibility of God's existence.
現代科學家越研究生物嘅複雜性，越發現到神係有個必定，唔係必定有一個智能者喺背後。
And the more that scientists start to investigate and understand the complexity of life, the more scientists are coming to the realization that there must be intelligence behind this creation, behind the universe.
生命冇可能自己製造自己,
and that life could not have possibly created itself.
那達爾文,大家知道達爾文是誰啊?
You all know who Darwin is, right? You've heard the name Darwin.
達爾文在他偉大的著作裏面寫了一句話,很有意思。
And Darwin wrote an awesome line in his book that is very significant.
他這樣寫,我的理論,不是我調轉先,若果能證實有任何不經過累積無數的演變而有的複雜生命存在,我的理論會完全崩潰。
Darwin wrote in his book, if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, my theory would absolutely break down.
在達爾文的時代未有顯微鏡,他沒辦法仔細看微生物。
In the time that Darwin lived, they didn't have powerful microscopes and they could not see the molecular structure of cells.
我們之後我們發現到越看到微生物的單細胞，單細胞是已經很複雜，是它單細胞已經有很多的機械，已經有很多的機制，是有一個過程是很複雜，是不可能是經過時間的演變才有的。
因為它需要這些機制是生存。 But now they've discovered that single cells have such complex mechanisms in them and that their mechanisms and processes that go on that they need these mechanisms to survive. They could not have been formed over a period of time and through numerous successive evolution.
所以1996年有位科學家Behe,他寫一本書。
So in 1996, a scientist named Behe, he wrote a book.
他的書就是達爾文的黑箱,進化論授生化學的挑戰.
And his book was called Darwin's Black Box, The Biochemical Challenge to Evolution.
在他這本書裡面,他解釋 達爾文當時沒有辦法看清楚細胞裡面的結構，於是不能觀察它們沒有經過無數的變化而有的機制過程。
And so in his book he wrote, Darwin's inability to see the cell kept him from witnessing mechanisms and processes which could not possibly have been formed through numerous successive slight modifications.
結論是怎樣? 達爾文說如果有這些,他的理論是崩潰。
And what does that mean? Darwin said, if you find these cells, these mechanisms, my theory breaks down.
現在就找到,為什麼要盡信進化論?
And now they found them, why should we continue to believe in evolution?
另一個很有名的科學家,
there's another well-known scientist.
他是有時電視都會見到他，他是日本人，有白頭髮，笑得好好笑，好謙卑。
And you maybe have seen him on TV, he's a Japanese, he's got white hair, and he's got a nice smile.
他是日裔美國籍的物理學家,
and he's an American, Japanese-American.
他的名字是Michio Kaku, 他的名字叫加萊道雄。
他就說,一定有神存在。 And he says, there must be a creator.
他就是这个纽约市立大学，还有普林斯顿高等研究院纽约大学的访问学者。
He is a professor at Henry Semmett Clare City College of New York, and he teaches in theoretical physics.
他主研究就是这些原理论。
70 And he's written articles that have been published in over 70 physics journals. He's an authority.
他最近的结论说，我们所生存的宇宙是由定律造成。
He said, I have concluded that we are in a world made by rules created by an intelligence.
他又说，对我来说，看清楚，我们生存的空间是受规范管理，这些规范是一位智能者创造组成，不是偶然发生。
He said, to me it is clear that we exist in a plane which is governed by rules that were created, shaped by a universal intelligence, and not by chance.
最后他说，解决疑问的方法可能是 神是一位伟大的数学家。
He said the final resolution could be that God is a mathematician.
如果你读理科，你知道数学是最原始的科学。
And if you study science, you know that math is the most pure form of science.
这个是一个很有权威的物理学者，电视机时时都会见到他。
And here is one of the most well-known physicists that's always being on TV these recently, and he's saying, God exists. Our God is awesome and mighty. He created this world, and one day he's going to judge it, and he's going to judge you.
第三节话我们听，讲明神要绝不闭口。
And in verse 3, it tells us that God shall not keep silent.
有好多人觉得神是不出声，容许事发生，神不理的。
And so many people think that God is silent and that he doesn't speak.
神是绝不闭口，
but God does not keep silent.
之前有位神学家在瑞士，他写一本书很有意思，他说神存在，绝不闭口。
And Francis Schaeffer from Switzerland, La Brea Fellowship, wrote an awesome book called God is There, He is Not Silent.
神是跟我们说话，祂存在，祂跟我们说话，透过圣经跟我们说话，透过宇宙万物的事情跟我们说话。
God is here, he is alive, and he has spoken to us. He's spoken to us through his word, he's spoken to us through his creation.
到最后，祂审判世界，都要面对面跟我们说话。
And at the end, when we stand before him on judgment day, he'll speak to you face to face.
神是不缺。
God is alive and he is present.
So we
let's look at verse 7 to verse 11 and see what charge God brings against the children of Israel.
第七节，我的民啊，你们当听我的话，以色列啊，我要劝诫你们，我是神，是你的神。
Hear, O people, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against you. I am God, your God.
我并不因你的罪恶责备你。 你的犯罪上在我面前。
I will not rebuke you for your sacrifices or your burnt offerings, which are continually before me.
我不从你家中取公牛，也不从你圈内取山羊。
I will not take a bull from your house nor a goat out of your folds,
因为树林中的百兽是我的，山上千山上的牲畜也是我的。
For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle of on a thousand hills.
山中的飞鸟都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。
I know all the birds of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine.
这个是一个很熟悉的经文。
And this is a very familiar passage to many of you, I'm sure.
神向以色列有责备的说话。
And God is bringing a charge, a condemnation against the children of Israel.
我相信都是对我们有个责备的说话。
And I believe it's also a condemnation against us.
但神说要劝戒他。
But God said that, hear my people, he's encouraging them.
因为神是我们的神，
because God is our God.
他就责备他的什么？
What is God charging against?
首先他说不是因为他的献祭责备。
God said, I'm not charging you because of your sacrifice.
他的献祭是对的。
Their sacrifice was right.
神是叫他献祭。
God called them to make sacrifice.
他献祭给神是做足神的要求。
And as they were making the sacrifice, they were doing what God required.
但神责备他的不是因为他献祭，是因为他献祭的心是不对。
God wasn't charging them or condemning them because of their sacrifice. God was condemning them because of the way they sacrificed, their heart, their attitude of the heart.
他这个的心里面，他是借着一些仪式，献祭、奉献、贡献给神，但个心不在。
And so God is bringing a charge against them because of the doing the ritual, the outward appearance of the religiosity, and yet their heart not being in it.
所以他好像是他以为献祭等于一切。
And so they thought that making sacrifice was all that there was.
他就献祭就是觉得这样 是侍奉神。
And they thought that maybe going through the motions of doing the sacrifice, that's what it means to be following God.
是一个机械式的，是一个宗教的规条。
And so they're going through a mechanical motion of a religious activity.
他以为侍奉神是一个责任或者人务义务。
And they thought that serving God was a responsibility and a duty.
所以他解错了。 So they had it all wrong. 同样我们都可能会这样想，是不是？
And maybe we think the same way.
我们觉得侍奉神就是这个机械式麻木式的做一些宗教的活动。
And maybe you've got that attitude that believing in God, it's a mechanical routine, you know, go through the motions, you know, do this religious stuff.
我遵守一些规矩，
and I just follow some rules.
但神说不是这样的。
But God said that's not what it's about.
神说我不需要你的献祭。
God said, I don't need your sacrifice.
侍奉不是单单是外表，不是单单一个仪式，不是一个遵守规矩。
So worshiping and following God is not just an outward appearance, it's not just going through some ritual.
神说给你听，我不拿你的公牛，我不拿你的山羊。
And God said, I'm not going to take your bulls, and I'm not going to take your sheep.
千山的牲畜都是我的。
He said, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to me.
那如果你记得耶稣时代，耶稣时时有法利赛人指责耶稣。
And if you remember, when Jesus was here, the Pharisees kept bringing accusations against Jesus.
他指责耶稣做的事不合规矩，
and they would accuse Jesus of not doing things in the right way.
例如耶稣是安息日医病，
For example, Jesus would heal on the Sabbath.
그 어, 예수 내 뭐야 안식일 이 병아 내내 문전성 우리가 과이가요.
And he said, Jesus, you can't do that on the Sabbath. You're not following our regulation.
예수 왕아의 안식일 그 주.
Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath.
요 안식일 요 내가 내가 영 뒤락산 내도 하이 가오크셔래게.
And they said, on the Sabbath, if your sheep falls off a cliff, you can save your sheep on the Sabbath.
我 안식일 그 주 我 이지 我의 백성 하 안식일 하 인가이게.
Jesus said, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. To heal my people on the Sabbath day is the right thing to do.
但因为唔系入到佢嘅框框，佢觉得宗教系咁样，你唔系咁样，你系错嘅。
Because he didn't fit into their box, he didn't do it their way. They said they're wrong.
法利赛人就指责耶稣话：，哎，你个门徒食饭唔洗手嘅。
And the Pharisees accused Jesus. They said, your disciples don't wash your hands before they eat.
你有冇洗手食饭呢？ Do you guys wash your hands before you eat? 我琴晚咧，我哋整啲炭炉嘅时候，我用人哋用手套，我就用手嘛拿住，我哋唔怕屈邋遢嘛。我成黑掹掹，我整啲炭，跟住我，我去厕所洗手，我一睇，哇，黑掹掹咁犀利。
Last night we were at the barbecue and I was using my hands, you know, to dig in the bat. They were using gloves, you know, they're smart. And I was using my hands, and then it's dark, I couldn't see. And then I went into the bathroom to wash my hands. Man, they're pitch black.
我要用番梘捽啊捽啊，洗几次先洗得甩。
I had to use soap, you know, wash them a couple times to get all that stuff off.
耶稣唔系讲你污糟邋遢嘅手食饭。
They weren't saying, you know, your disciples are eating with dirty hands.
佢冇按照佢嘅规矩洗手。
What they're saying is they didn't follow their ritual to wash your hands.
佢有个规矩，你点样就要洗手呢？就要用呢个仪式，跟住啲水好似医生嘅时候啲水要滴落去呢度，因为嗰啲污糟水唔可以点翻上边。跟住洗完手之后要咁样嘅。
They had this whole ritual how to wash your hands, you know, and you can't let the water go back down on the fingers like a doctor, you know, going surgery. It has to drip off your elbow, and you have to do it the right way, you know.
系入个框框，咁样先至叫信神，咁样先至叫基督徒，咁样先至叫敬拜。
And they've got this box, you know, and you got to fit into this box. This is what being a Christian is. This is what being a believer is. This is how you follow God.
哎呀，今日我可能脱离个框框得罪人
，and maybe I've stepped out of the box today, and you're unhappy.
因为我一阵间搭船过香港，我唔想着西裤皮鞋，所以我今日着牛仔裤波鞋讲道。
Because I'm going to Hong Kong after this, and I didn't want to wear dress pants and leather shoes, so I'm in blue jeans and tennis shoes.
牧师讲道着牛仔裤，唔得嘅。
Oh no, the pastor's wearing blue jeans in the pulpit. Oh no!
我哋有我哋嘅框框啊
！We've got our box.
系咪？咁信耶稣系咪入个框框啊
？Being a Christian, does that mean fitting into the box?
诗篇话唔系，唔系呢啲外表嘅，唔系你做呢啲，唔系你奉献几多，唔系你翻嚟打卡啊！我崇拜咗，我翻咗教会打卡。一个星期一次
And that's not what being a Christian is, not coming to church and putting in the time clock.
神话千山的牲畜是属于神。
God said, you know, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
感谢主神不是穷，神唔需要你嘅钱，神唔需要你贡献啲乜嘢俾佢。
God is not poor. God doesn't need anything that you can give him. God doesn't need you to support him.
神本身系自供自给。
God is self-sufficient.
无论你奉献乜嘢俾神，唔会影响神。
And no matter what you give to God, it's not going to affect God.
你唔会增加神或者减少神。
And it will not add to God, it will not subtract or take away from God.
神本身已经是拥有一切，一切属于祂。 God already owns it all. It all belongs to him. 神是创造一切， because he created it all. 祂创造你，是你都是属于祂。 He created you. You also belong to him. 所以你，我们收奉献不是因为神需要钱，哎呀，神好穷啊，我们要帮过祂，啊，给点钱祂了。 And so when we take an offering, it's not because God is poor, you know, we got to help God out, you know, let's give God some money. 神不需要我们的钱。 God doesn't need our money. 你知不知道？ Did you know that? 神不需要你的钱。God doesn't need your money. 神是要你的心。 God needs your heart. 我们奉献不是因为神需要的钱，我们奉献因为我们需要奉献。 We give offering to God not because God needs it, but because we need it. 他以色列人献祭不是因为神需要的献祭，是因为以色列人犹太人需要的祭物，赎罪。And the children of Israel didn't offer to give to God. They were offering because they needed the sacrifice to cleanse their sin. 我们奉献给什么给神，是为我们，不是为神。 And whenever we give to God, it's for us, it's not for him. 因为他自供自给。所以我们不可以有一个机械式的按照一些仪式来做。And so we shouldn't do it out of a mechanical, ritualistic attitude. Don't get stuck in an outer form. 我们要从心里面有一个感恩的心来奉献。We need to do it from our heart, from a heart of thanksgiving. 那很多人会滥用这个经文。A lot of people take this verse out of context. 他说神是千山上的牛都是属于神，神大把钱。And they say, God owns a cattle on a thousand hills. God's got all this money. 所以神你这么有钱，你给个 Lamborghini 我。And God, since you got so much money, give me a Lamborghini. 是吗？神有钱，我就奉神的名宣告，神有钱，神我都是你的儿女，我都要有钱。He said, I'm going to proclaim, God, you got awesome money, I'm your child, I need to get money too. 对不住，这个经文的上下文不是讲到神有钱你要发达，这个经文说神有钱，神是拥有一切，他要审判。This scripture is not saying that because God's got so much money, you can claim his money for yours. This scripture is saying God is the creator of all, and one day he's going to judge. 是吗？他是拥有一切，他是审判官。但这个要反映出我们的心，我们的动机。But it's also going to reveal our heart and our motivation.严格来讲，千山的牲畜是属于神，你所拥有都是神的。 And you know, in reality, you look at if God owns the cattle on a thousand hills, everything that God, everything you have also belongs to God. 因为你是神创造， because God created you. 我们继续看十二节到十五节。 Let's go on to verse 15 and verse 12 and 15.我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。 If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all the fullness. 我喜吃公牛的肉呢？我喜喝山羊的血呢？ Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? 你们要以感谢为祭献与神，又要向至高者还你的愿。 Offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High, 并要在患难之日求告我，我必答救你，你也要荣耀我。 Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. 我看到这个经文，我冇办法谂唔到中国人嘅习惯。When I look at this verse, I can't help but think about Chinese people. 我觉得神系特别为中国人写嘅，可能我错咗。I think God wrote this for Chinese. Maybe I'm wrong. 但是他讲明我不会吃这些肉，我不会饮这些血。But he's telling us, I'm not going to eat that food, I'm not going to drink that blood.
真的觉得几搞笑，拜神的时候呢，即是献只鸡喺个神台，跟住攞落嚟自己食嘅。
I think it's kind of silly when you're offering to the altar God and you give him a chicken and then you offer, you know, and then you take it down and you eat it yourself.
摆扎水果喺度啊，献俾个神猪排，跟住献一献之后自己
And you know, you put the fruit up there on to the ancestor and you burn the incense and then you take it and you chew it up on yourself.
最搞笑呢就是清明的时候拿个小乳猪去到上山。
The silly thing, you know, during the Qingming festival, everyone gets a roast pig and they take it up to the grave in the mountain.
跟住自己开野餐食。
And then it's just a great excuse to have a nice picnic at the cemetery, right?
是边个食是自己食嘛。
Who's eating it? You're eating it, right?
可能鬼节嗰啲摆街嗰度唔会食，不过啲黑烟你唔知夜晚黑或者扫街啲人有冇攞嚟。
Maybe during the ghost festival because it's all out on the street, you know, you're not going to eat that. But who knows about the street sleepers and the cleaning people that come by and sweep it up? They probably take it home. I don't know.
冇人听啊，好多水果食啊。
系好搞笑，神讲明佢唔会食呢啲嘢嘅。It's so silly. God's telling us, I'm not going to eat that.
神是一个灵，他不需要你的食物。
God is a spirit. He doesn't need that.
我们是要知道神是不需要我们任何一些东西来增添他或者是减少他。
God doesn't need anything that we do to add to him or take away from him.
有名的士布珍他这样说 Spurgeon said this 他们以为每天献祭代表一切但如果心不在神不算这些是什么
They thought the daily sacrifices and the burnt offerings to be everything but God counted them nothing if the inner sacrifice of the heart devotion had been neglected
他们以为最重要的，神认为是最小的。
What was greatest to them was least with God.
感谢主，神要我们有个感恩的心来奉献。
God wants us to have a heart of thanksgiving when we give to him.
外表的敬拜是很容易呢，令到我们很自我。
And this outward ritual of giving can actually make us very self-centered.
因为好多人就会做一个的表演自己的机会。
Because sometimes, you know, worship can become a mere exhibition of our carnal glorifying ourselves.
即是有好多人会夸口说我为主做啲乜嘢？我奉献几多俾主？我投资几多时间俾主？我牺牲自己为主。
And so many make this, you know, proclamation, you know, maybe boasting in themselves. You know, I've given up so much for God. I've sacrificed so much for God. I've given my time for God. I've done this for the Lord.
系点啊 ？So what？ 我哋又觉得我奉献多少？牺牲几多是夸大自己，全部是荣耀自己。
So no matter how much you've given, no matter how much you've sacrificed, and you boasting about it, you're just giving glory to yourself.
是吗？有人以为我给多些时间神，牺牲多些给神，奉献给多些神，神就欠我。
And some people think, you know, the more I give God, the more time I give to God, the more I sacrifice for God, God owes me.
神，我为你做咁多，牺牲咁多，你而家欠我。
God, I've given it up for you, man. I've done all this for you. Now you owe me one.
神会欠你吗？
Does God owe you anything?
但我哋会咁样拜神就系咁嘅心，系咪？
But in when we worship the idols, that's what we have.
我靠你保佑我，今次献个鸡，你真系保护我，我下次俾个烧猪你。 So, you know, okay, you know, you protect me now. You know, I'm going to give you chicken. If you do what I ask, next time I'll give you a roast pig.
好似我哋同神有交易嘛。
You know, we think that we can have a bargain, make a deal with God, right?
神，我系奉献几多时间俾你，你喺呢方面祝福我多啲，你祝福我多啲，我就俾多啲时间你。
God, I'll give you this much of my time. If you bless me, I'll give you more of my time, God. Come on, you know,
我做我部分，你做你个部分吓。
Yeah, I do my part now. You do your part now.
你仲心态错嘅，
that attitude is wrong.
我哋唔可以同神有呢个交易嘅。
We can't have a bargain with God.
And
so your worship with God shouldn't be ritualistic, mechanical. It shouldn't be just following tradition. We need to worship God from our heart.
耶稣说明是由心灵而成实。Jesus
said that we must worship him in spirit and in truth.
我们看16节到21节。Let's
look at verse 16 to 21.
但神对恶人说，你怎敢传说我的律例，口中提到我的约呢？
But to the wicked, God says, what right have you to declare my statutes or take my covenant in your mouth?
其实你恨恶管教，将我的言语丢在背后,
seeing that you hate instruction and cast my words behind you.
你见了盗贼就乐意与他同伙，又与行奸淫的人一同有份。
When you saw a thief, you consented with him and have been partaker with adulterers.
你口淫说恶言，你舌偏咒诡诈。
You give your mouth to evil and your tongue frames deceit.
你坐在围绑你的弟兄前为你亲母的儿子。
You sit and speak against your brother, you slander your own mother's son.
你行了这些，我还闭口不言。你想我合祸你一样，其实我要责备你，将这些事摆在你眼前。
These things you have done, and I keep silent. You thought I was altogether like you, but I will rebuke you and set them in order before your eyes.
那神控告以色列人第二点是什么？
So what is God charging the children of Israel with? The second point.
如果你看得到，他是假冒为善。
And if you can see, it's their hypocrisy.
他言行不一致。
They're saying and doing two different things.
他口里边是全讲神的律例，口中提到神的约。哇，神伟大，神是势力，我全讲耶稣的爱。
And so they're speaking with their the awesomeness of God. They're declaring his statutes and his law, and they're saying, God is awesome, Jesus is great, and praise God, you know, Jesus did this.
他口里边这样讲，但是他行为做紧什么？
But what is their lifestyle?
他是和偷盗的人一起同谋行奸淫，口说恶言的。
And so they're planning with those that are stealing, they're committing adultery, they're mouth speaking evil.
他外表假扮爱神，他心里边是父爱，远离神。
And the outside, it looks like they're believing in God, but on the inside, they're rotten, and their heart is far away from God.
那个言行不一致,
and that's having their lifestyle, their actions, and their words don't match.
讲一套做另一套,
they're saying one thing and doing the other.
假冒为善，虚伪,
they're hypocrites, they're deceitful.
你有没有认识的人是这样？
Do you know anybody that's like that?
你自己会不会是这样?
Would you be like that?
我哋觉得诶、哎，信耶稣，感谢主，好好啊！但系我中意偷工减料啊，只眼开，只眼闭，我中意自己舒服啊，真系唔好理神啊，借咩？ And so we say, well, praise God, I love you, Jesus, it's awesome, I'm a Christian, yeah, but Lord, you know, I just like doing what I like to do, you know, I'm going to close my eyes to that stuff I'm going to do under the house, you know, just get out of my way, God, so I can do what I want, because I like it my way. Am I? 假冒为善，言行不一致，是不是真心爱主，跟从主，但是做自己喜欢做的？Are you truly from your heart following Jesus, or are you just doing what you like to do, you know, have God on the side? Yeah. 耶稣在福音书里面是讲很多关于假冒为善。When Jesus was here on the earth, he talked a lot about hypocrites. 好像马太福音第六章第一节和第二节，其实第六章讲很多假冒为善的东西。In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus talked a lot about hypocrisy.I'm just going to read two verses, verse 1 and 2. 马太福音第六章第一节和第二节。说你们要小心，不可将善事行在人面前，故意叫他们看见。若是这样，就不能得你们天父的赏赐了。Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. 所以你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像假冒为善的人，在会堂里，在街道上所行的，故意要得人的荣耀。我实在告诉你们，你们已经得了。他们已经得了他们的赏赐。Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the sanctuary and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. So, 耶稣说你要做你的帮人的事，你要关心别人。你唔好即系夸大话啊！我要奉献啊，奉献袋嚟，喂喂，我四个银包抌落嚟，虽然银包空嘅冇钱，唔紧要，冇人知。嘿，你睇下我奉献几多俾神啊！咁我曾经去一间教会，一个人平时唔翻嚟，即系一收奉献，佢攞个$100出嚟，要啊要啊，喺后边行到前面抌落去，跟住就走人啦。It was in one church one time, and this guy would never came to the service, but every time in the offering, he'd walk in and from the back door with a $100 bill, waving it in the air, walk up to the front, put it in the offering bag, and then walk out. 神唔要我哋咁样得到人哋嘅注目。God doesn't want us to do things to catch attention to ourselves. 神话你做你暗事做嘅，你唔好俾人知嘅。God said, if you're going to do it quietly, don't let anybody know.假冒为善，你睇马太福音23章25节到28节。Look at Matthew chapter 23 verse 25 to 28。呢个耶稣又讲呢个嘅假冒为善，23章25至28。你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们使正杯盘的外边，里面却盛满了勒索和放荡。Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, but they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. 你这瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯盘的里边。好叫外面也干净了。Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be also clean also. 你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们好像粉色的粪墓，外边好看，里面却装满了死人的骨头和一切的污秽。Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. 他们 也是如此，在人面前外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you're full of hypocrisy and lawlessness.
这个叫假冒为善。 That's what hypocrisy is. 里面和外面不一样的。That's being not the same on the inside as on the outside. 即是你注重外表，但你不理里面。
You're just focusing on the outward, but you're not concerned about the inward.
耶稣要我们在里面是正直爱主。
Jesus wants us to be holy on the inside, not on the outside.
个粉色的坟墓。
A whitewashed tomb,
里面是骷髅骨头死人。但外表装饰得很靓，很漂亮的。
And so inside is the dead man's bones, but on the outside it just looks so beautiful. You know, it's been decorated so nice.
我们的生命应该是注重里面。
And so our life should be focused on the inside.
弟兄姊妹，神不想我们做假冒伪善。
God doesn't want us to be hypocrites.
神不要我们只注重那个仪式。
God doesn't want us to be focusing on ritual.
神要我们真心爱祂敬拜神。
And God wants us to worship Him truly from our heart.
在最后我们看诗篇五十篇22、23最后两节。
And so in closing, let's just look at the last two verses of Psalm 50, verses 22 and 23.
你们忘记神的要思想这事，免得你我把你们撕碎，无人答教。
Now consider this, you who forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver.
凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我；那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
Whoever offers praise glorifies me, and to him who orders his conduct all right, I will show the salvation of God.
这里诗人说我们听个总结。
Here the psalmist is giving us the conclusion.
准确的敬拜是怎样？
What is true worship?
就是记得神。
To remember God.
我们记得神为我们做的事，不要忘记神。
We remember God and what He's done for us.
记得神是我们的教主耶稣基督为我们死。
Remember our Savior Jesus Christ, He died for us.
记得神的伟大，记得神的律例。
Remember how awesome God is, remember His greatness.
从心里面感谢神。
And worship God from your heart, give Him thanksgiving.
以感谢为献祭，
and maybe your thanksgiving be your sacrifice unto God.
用你生命来荣耀主，
and may your life be a witness to glorify God.
按照神的道路而行，
that you'd walk and follow in God's path.
按那正路而行，
that you conduct aright and follow the way that God wants you to walk.
耶稣说我的道路真理生命。 Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life. 我们按照神的道路去行耶稣的路。
And to walk in God's path is to follow Jesus.
我们有一天会站在神的审判前。
One day we all stand before the judgment seat of God.
他会怎样审判你？
And how is He going to judge you?
是不是按照你的外表，按照仪式？
Is He going to judge you by your outside appearance, by your rituals?
他是不是按照你所谓做神做的献祭奉献？
Is He going to judge you by the offerings that you gave and the sacrifices you made?
但是神要按照你内心，
Or is God going to judge you according to your heart?
你心里面怎样爱神？怎样认真跟随神？
Is He going to judge you according to what's inside your heart? How you love Him, how you truly honor Him.
求主帮助我们可以按照神的心意行。
May the Lord help us that we would walk according to His way.
我想强调翻十五节
And I want to look back and just emphasize verse 15 in closing.
15节就话, 并要在患难之日求告我, 我必答救你, 你也要荣耀我。
Call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
我们当我们是真心爱主, 我们遇到患难, 困难的时候, 求告神, 神就帮我们。
And when we truly fall into trouble, when we honor God and worship God, we call in the trouble, we call out to God, and he delivers us, and we can glorify him.
在这一节经文有个故事在背后。
From this scripture, there is actually a little story just in the background.
不知道有没有人看过这个小说。
I don't know if any of you ever, when you were young, read this book.
好像《罗宾逊漂流记》
Robinson Crusoe.
《罗宾逊漂流记》里面他被
放在一个，即系漂流去到一个孤岛， and Robinson Crusoe was stranded on an island, deserted island.
佢喺个孤岛嘅里边揾一个宝藏，
and on the island he found a treasure chest.
打开个宝藏里边，入边有个圣经，
and in the treasure chest there is a Bible.
佢打开圣经睇到呢个经文，
and he opened the Bible and he saw this scripture.
15节，在患难的日子求告我。 我就必答求你,
call on me in the day of trouble and I will deliver you.
神在我们的困难的时候是请教神给我们这个应许。
God gives us this promise in our struggle, he delivers.
我想我们的浮生在这个世界上需要神答教我们在这个社会的困难。
I think we're all floating in this world of sin, and we need God as we walk through society and walk through life.
愿神祝福祂的话语一切默祷之后，主耶稣，我们感谢你，多谢你给我们认识真正的敬拜，不是按照仪式，不是做一些外表，你不想要 虚伪假冒为善，主要靠你俾我哋真心去爱你跟从你，因为你系全能者耶和华三位一体嘅真神，你千山嘅牛牲畜都系你嘅，我哋知道主你有足够嘅能力保护我哋，你只要我哋真心 跟从依靠，求你祝福我们当中每一位弟兄姊妹，让他这个星期满有你的恩惠慈爱祝福。多谢主，听我祷告，奉主名求，默祷之后散会。